Welcome to the first episode of Cycling on the Codeway podcast. Today we start from Milan, where we'll meet Lorenzo Tavazzi, partner and head of the Scenarios and Intelligence Area of the European House Ambrosetti. Could you tell us what you consider to be a crucial ingredient of development cooperation?
La capacità di ogni sistema del paese.
The ability to project oneself abroad, effectively and ethically, I'd also like to add, seeing precisely the role of development cooperation as a fundamental element, and in this, the role of collaboration with the private system is another key element. Incidentally, the United Nations itself, with its 2030 agenda, has certified and raised awareness of the opportunity to establish even stronger forms of collaboration between the public and private sectors.
What are the advantages of joining forces?
By joining forces, that is, the public and private sectors together, there are obviously great benefits. For example, a first, perhaps somewhat banal one, is the distribution of costs, but also, especially from my point of view, the ability to use your leverage, thus creating more capacity for intervention, more skills, more resources in various capacities. Indeed, all this in our country has already had concrete important results. In the three-year period 2017-2019, three for-profit calls to tender were promoted that activated a total value of just over 13 million euro. These are not huge figures, but from my point of view, they represent a very important point from which to start and further enhance. Among other things, these 13 million have financed 46 projects in 22 countries, therefore a vast capacity to go out into the world, if we can say so.
What are the sectors that have been involved in these for-profit calls to tender?
Agribusiness is the sector that has garnered the most interest, accounting for 40% of the total number of calls to tender. Then, sustainable energy, speaking of which, Italy, it's right and appropriate to remember this, also has excellent skills in sustainable energy, and 20% of the projects went into this area. But also health here too, I would like to remind you of a little known fact. Italy is the first country in Europe for pharmaceutical production, and therefore also in this case we have a very important skills.
Which countries are the most involved in public-private collaboration?
The majority of them, 80%, so the majority of the projects that have seen public-private collaboration have been focused on Africa. Also, of course, for a natural projection of our country towards the African continent, looking both at North Africa, that is Tunisia, where Italy is the first trading partner, but also other countries in sub-Saharan Africa, such as Uganda.
This means other opportunities for our country.
Is another fundamental opportunity that Italy is not yet fully taking advantage of for many reasons, including historical ones. And I'm talking about the Asian world, in particular Southeast Asia, which is an area of the world of very great development, and it's one of the areas that runs the fastest in the world. I believe that this could be an extremely important opportunity for our country.
As Ambrosetti, how do you operate?
For some years now, we've been activating international platforms for meeting and discussion and dialogue. In fact, we call them high-level dialogue, which involve companies, institutions, and all parts of a system. Therefore, all those that then are involved in international cooperation. Next year, remaining on the concept of Southeast Asia, where every year we focus on a country, we're thinking of touching the Philippines. It is a very important country where there are once again opportunities for matching and ideal partnerships with Italy. Starting from the agro-industrial sector, but also in other sectors where Italian skills, know-how, and once again a beneficial marriage in both senses can make it an interesting country. But I repeat, the world is vast and there are opportunities in many places.
Well then, thank you very much. See you soon, as now we continue our tour.